This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Now, here's WSMI's Angela Besh.
Thank you, Terry. Here are the closing prices from the Chicago Board of Trade. September corn was $5.38.5, down 6.75. December corn, $5.02, down 8.75. March corn, $5.14.25, down 8.75. August soybeans were $14.77.5, up 2.25. September soybeans, $13.29.25, down 6.25. November soybeans at $12.83.5, down 2.75. September wheat was $6.65, down 4.5. December wheat, $6.77.75, down 4.75. And March wheat, $6.90.5, down 4. Now time for the cash grain report from the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Thank you. This is Jerry Milberg with the U.S. and the Illinois Department of Agriculture with Tuesday's grain market report. The Illinois country grain prices ended mostly higher on Tuesday afternoon, with soybean futures ending sharply higher. Technical buying at the Board of Trade supported both corn and soybean prices. In northern and western Illinois, country grain dealers quoted shell corn bids 12 to 13 cents higher at 665 to 686. Soybean bids were up 23 to 26 cents at 1534 to 1558. In central Illinois, country grain dealers quoted shell corn bids mostly 7 to 9 cents stronger at 665 to 687. Soybeans advanced 8 to 13 cents at 1564 to 1588. In the southern part of the state, shell corn bids were up 12 to 14 cents at 679 to 695. Soybeans mostly 6 to 14 cents higher at 1555 to 1615. And the wheat bids steady to a nickel higher at 649 to 660. Illinois soybean processor cash soybean bids were mostly 21 cents higher at 1575 to 1595. Basis ended steady to 20 cents lower, range from 100 to 120 over the August. iPro 48% soybean meal on a truck basis offered in a range of 556.80 to 564.80, which was up $15.30 per ton. Illinois corn processor cash corn bids gained 9 cents at 690 to 713, with basis ending steady, a range from 145 to 168 over September. Illinois river barge owning elevators quoted producer corn bids mixed at 670 to 687. Basis down 8 to 12 cents at 125 to 142 over September. Soybeans ended 19 to 22 cents higher at 1568 to 1570, with basis ending mixed, range from 93 to 95 over the August. And wheat prices on Tuesday ended steady to a penny better at 655 to 664, with basis also steady to a penny higher, range from 14 under to 5 under September. East St. Louis barge loading terminal elevators placed their producer corn bids 9 cents higher at 680 to 702. These same elevators also raised their soybean prices 22 cents with quotations at 1558 to 1585. Soft red winter wheat steady at 683 to 684, and Milo gained 9 cents at 699 to $7 even. Contract bids to producers for new crop delivered grain in northern and western Illinois. Country elevator bids to producers in those regions for new crop corn range from 474 to 496. Soybeans range from 1248 to 1261. In central Illinois, new crop corn bids range from 480 up to 498. New crop soybean bids at 1258 to 1276. And in the southern part of the state, new crop corn bids range from 486 up to 503, but new crop soybean bids range from 1260 up to 1281. That completes our grain report for Tuesday. This is Jerry Milberg with the U.S. and the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
And now here are your closing prices on the Chicago Mercantile Exchange. August live cattle were $121.30, down 82 cents. October live cattle, $125.25, down $1.15. December live cattle, $127.92, down 77 cents. August feeder cattle were $150.97, down $1.57. September feeder cattle were $153.95, down $1.32. November feeder cattle $157.15, down 95 cents. August lean hogs were $95.80, down 50 cents. October lean hogs $85.27, down 7 cents. December lean hogs $82.42, down 7 cents. Now time for the cash livestock report from the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Thank you. This is Megan Rothy with the U.S. and Illinois Department of Agriculture with Wednesday afternoon's Livestock Report. Starting with the Eastern Corn Belt Hog Report, calculations for a 200-pound pork carcass traded $1.13 higher in a range of $83.50 to $101 with a weighted average carcass price of $95. From the Illinois Direct Sow Report, slaughter sows traded $2 to $3 higher, with moderate demand for moderate offerings. U.S. 1 and 3 grade sows weighing under 400 pounds traded at 64 to 67, 4 to 5 weights traded at 66 to 70, 5 to 550 at 69 to 72, and over 550 pounds at 70 to 75. On the Illinois Direct Hog Trade, barrels and gilts at the country buying points traded steady to weak, with moderate demand for moderate offerings ranging from 65 to 70. Receipts for Illinois hogs today have totaled 10,738 head. For the Fairview auction for July 16th, receipts totaled 197. Compared to last week, slaughter steers and heifers sold $1 to $2 higher. Slaughter cows and bulls sold steady. Trade was moderate, with moderate demand. Choice slaughter steers traded in a range of 118 to 125, with choice slaughter Holstein steers trading from 107 to 113. Choice slaughter heifers traded from 117 to 124.50. And for our slaughter cows, breakers traded from 80 to 85.75, boners from 70 to 75, and leans from 60 to 65. For the United Producers Auction at Shelbyville, with a final report for July 16th, receipts totaled 370. Compared to last week, slaughter steers and heifers traded a dollar lower. Slaughter Holstein steers traded steady, and there was no market comparison on slaughter cows, bulls, or feeder cattle because they were not reported last week. Choice slaughter steers traded in a range of 118 to 122. Choice slaughter Holstein steers traded from 110 to 115, with choice slaughter heifers trading from 118 to 121. For our slaughter cows, premiums traded at 92.50, boners at 82.50 to 86.50, and leans ranging from 70 to 79. Feeder heifers, medium and large twos, 5 to 6 weights, traded from 106 to 115. Feeder bulls, large twos, 3 to 4 weights, traded from 128 to 131. 4 to 5 weights, traded from 101 to 111, with 5 to 6 weights trading from 105 to 107. Moving on to the Greenville Livestock Auction Opening Report for July 17th, receipts total 425. Compared to last week, slaughter steers and heifers traded steady. Slaughter Holstein steers were not tested early. Choice slaughter steers traded in a range of 118 to 120, with choice slaughter heifers ranging from 118 to 120.50. In the direct cattle trade, from the National Daily Direct Slaughter Cattle Report, steers on a live basis traded from 120.25 to 121, and on a dress basis trading at 191. From the National Daily Pork FOB Plant Report, trading for retail and processing cuts was established with 418 loads. Calculations for a 200-pound pork carcass was $99.97, which was 42 cents higher. From the National Box Beef Cutout Report, values for choice and select beef carcasses were trading lower. Choice carcasses were $189.44, which was $1.03 lower, with select carcasses at $183.78, which was 57 cents lower. For the estimated daily slaughter, under federal inspection, cattle slaughter was estimated at 125,000, compared to 124,000 for last week and 126,000 for 1 year ago. Hog slaughter was estimated at 404,000 compared to 407,000 for last week and 399,000 for 1 year ago. For the United Producers Weekly Hay Auction at Shelbyville, Illinois for July 16th, receipts totaled 253 bales. Alfalfa mixed grass good quality sold at $4 per bale. Mixed grass good quality traded from $4.25 to $6.25, and fair quality ranged from $1.75 to $2.25. That concludes our livestock report. This is Megan Rothy with the U.S. and Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Now it's time for your cash grain bids from Hog Inc. Incorporated. July corn delivered to Greenfield at $6.79. August corn delivered to Greenfield at $6.58. July corn delivered to Scottville, $6.71. August corn delivered to Scottville, $6.58. July beans delivered to Greenfield or Scottville, $15.68. August beans delivered to Greenfield or Scottville, $14.80. And July wheat delivered to Scottville, $6.44. Those prices again are corn at Greenfield is $6.79. Corn at Scottville is $6.71. Beans at Greenfield or Scottville are $15.68. And wheat at Scottville is $6.44. That'll do it for part one of your morning farm show. Stay tuned for part two coming up after this.
Come see the folks at Hawkeye Steel Sales. They have a variety of steel products, animal shelters, feed troughs, custom-made panels, built as heavy as you like, metal building panels, trims, and accessories are all in stock. Ornamental iron parts and accessories are available for the do-it-yourselfers, or they can weld you up an ornamental fence section or gate. This is heavy, lifetime construction. Hawkeye Steel, located on I-55 at exit 44. Phone 866-999-7880.
Weather has always been a challenge for farmers, and this year is no exception. No matter the weather, Farm Credit Services of Illinois has the crop insurance coverage today's farm families depend on. In addition to your multi-peril policy, an added crop hail addendum could be beneficial. With this year's weather patterns, green snap problems may be an issue. So let the crop insurance professionals at Farm Credit provide the information you need regarding coverage options. With a crop hail policy edition, you get complete coverage to fit your operation. It protects your crops against damage from hail, fire, vandalism, and protects your harvested grain in the bin. Call us today at 800-444-FARM for the crop hail insurance coverage to fit your farming business. Whether it's our office, your kitchen table, or the tailgate of a pickup, Farm Credit Services of Illinois looks forward to providing the products you want with the service you deserve. Farm Credit, a good fit for all your farm finance and crop insurance needs.
Part one of the Farm Show presented by Hawkeye Steel at the intersection of Route 138 and I-55 in White City. Build it to last. Build it with steel. And by Farm Credit Services of Illinois. Time now for radar weather brought to you by M&M Service Company, the local solution to your world of needs. And by Carlinville Truck Equipment on North University Street in Carlinville.
At Carlinville Truck Equipment, they think being considerate and courteous comes with the territory. Courtesy isn't merely being polite. It means honest friendship, honest prices, and honest dealing. When they put their name behind the product or service they provide for you, they do it with pride, not just in the product or service, but in having you as a customer. For your truck or trailer repair needs, call today at 217-854-6706 or visit them online at ctemi.com. Carlinville Truck Equipment, they deliver what others promise.
We know that every minute M&M Service Company can save you on the farm means more time to spend with your kids. That's why M&M Service is your one-stop source for farming, information, technology, value-enhanced grain programs, diesel fuel, propane, grain handling systems, and so much more. At M&M Service, they're dedicated to making your time in the fields more productive, more profitable, and more efficient because they're a family operation too. They understand how important it is to spend more time with your kids. For more information, visit them on the web at mnmservice.com. M&M Service Company, the local solution to your world of needs.
Partly sunny, hot, and humid today with a high of 95. Clear skies tonight, low 73. Sunny, hot, and humid tomorrow for the first day of Party in the Park. High of 95 tomorrow. 30% chance of rain Friday night, low 73. Again, kind of a lingering 30% chance of rain Saturday with a high of 90. Partly cloudy Saturday night, low 68. Then back to a day-to-day chance of rain for Sunday through Tuesday with highs between 85 and 90 and lows between 70 and 75. Right now, skies are clear. Pressure up. Winds are light, 72 degrees. This update brought to you by Carlinville Truck Equipment, the truck and trailer experts on North University Street in Carlinville, and by M&M Service Company, the local solution to your world of needs. Time for part two of the Farm Show brought to you by Seavers Equipment in Hamel, Hillsboro, Greenfield, Carlinville, and Auburn, CHS Service Center in Louder, and by Wright Automotive, Route 127 and 185 in Hillsboro. And once again, WSMI's Angela Besh.
Thank you, Terry. Bill Brink was in the station yesterday of the M&M Service Company, and he talked with me about a weed that farmers will definitely want to watch out for.
If farmers are going to attend a field day this summer, I would bet that there's probably going to be some type of presentation on Palmer amaranth, which is a weed that's coming up from the southern states, particularly Arkansas, Tennessee. And it's spreading into southern Illinois, and there's an area near Collinsville and the Collinsville Bottoms where Monsanto and some of the other companies as well have some experimental plots looking at, types of control. And I went to a field day recently, and again, you're going to hear a lot about this, their Roundup Ready Extend program, which is what they're doing is they're combining their popular Roundup herbicide with another herbicide called dicamba. Now, years ago, we used to think of dicamba as being the Banvil herbicide, and Banvil, of course, is still on the market, but this new dicamba formulation that they're tank mixing with the Roundup is a different formulation. It has some pre-emergence effect, and it doesn't have near the drift potential, although it has some. So that's a big concern with this dicamba herbicide, the drift potential. And Monsanto is working on that quite hard to reduce this problem. As a matter of fact, one of the things I saw yesterday, they're developing a spray tank deactivator, which, you know, if you put this material into a spray tank and leave it in there for 20 minutes and then flush out the booms for at least 30 seconds or so, this will eliminate most, if not all, of the dicamba residue in that tank. And if they can perfect this, and if they can assure farmers and other people that the drift potential isn't near as great as the old Banvil herbicide, this is certainly going to be a real plus. Now, other companies are coming out with this. For example, Dow Ag Sciences are coming out with their Enlist program, and that is, of course, a combination of Roundup plus the 2,4-D. So we're seeing a lot of research done now to control this Palmer amaranth. You'll see examples of what Palmer amaranth is. It looks a whole lot like water hemp, but there is a difference in the petiole length, the length of the leaf, and also the seed head. And once it gets into maturity, there's no doubt that you'd be able to recognize a Palmer amaranth. But this is a weed that we're going to have to be concerned about. And I've heard Dr. Aaron Hager from University of Illinois say this is a weed that could put you out of business.
Brink said if you're concerned you have Palmer amaranth in your field, you can call an M&M service specialist to send the weed in for testing. The Macoupin County Farm Bureau held a livestock update Tuesday. One of the guest speakers was Reed Blossom of the Illinois Beef Association. He spoke with me about the controversial GMO labeling requirements that have been brought up in the Illinois Senate.
It's a topic of concern for us. Obviously, there was a bill brought up in the legislature in the General Assembly this past session that's been brought to a series of public hearings to discuss GMO use in Illinois and the potential for a mandatory food labeling law for our state that would discern or segregate our food case, our counters, and our grocery stores to identify those GMO ingredient foods. Fact is, GMOs and food technologies, the science behind crop production has led to our cattlemen and our farmers in Illinois becoming the most efficient producers in the world. And so the threat to take those technologies away from our producers or segregate our products in a negative light is obviously very concerning for us. And so we keep it on the table as a topic of concern and one that we'd like to work through with the General Assembly, but also we have a lot of friends within the agriculture community that are there in coalition with us on the issue. The science and the economics of modern agriculture today show that the use of those products are prevalent because they're safe, they're efficient, and they help our producers remain profitable and sustainable on their family farms.
That's all for this morning's Farm Show. Thanks for tuning in. For WSMI, I'm Angela Besh.